Talk to me with the coach, Mike. We made this one a row once again, taking behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man here, Javi Baez. How we doing?
Pretty good. All
right. Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes, and we want to feature you today on our show. So, I mean, what has this major league journey been like for you?
Really good, to be honest. Blessed to be, you know, here to made it to play, you know, professional baseball. But I think more just blessed to have the opportunity to, you know, just to be here. I know there's a lot of people around the world that, you know, different situations, and I feel like I'm, you know, we're really special to have this opportunity to play, you know, professional baseball, and you know, to be grateful to take care of our families.
You know, a lot of youngsters watch you guys, and they think that it's just so easy. I mean, what are some of the obstacles that a major league ball player has to go through?
Oh, I mean, you know, you can hear that, you know, people will say it's easy to some of them, you know, will say it's hard. But there's up and downs, you know. It's about getting better every day, and, you know, I think learning something every day that make you better, you know. And I think, you know, competing about, you know, the way you take care of, you know, your game and the way you leave everything out there. You know, it's not hard, but, you know, when you do things good and things are going your way, it is fun.
You know, when I coach college baseball, I always tell my guys that the biggest part of this game on this level is mental. How do you get past that mental part of the game?
I think it's part of the game, because, like, the mental and the success are really similar. You know, you want success in many situations, but at the same time, you know, you gotta control your emotions and slow everything down and you know, mentally keeping your plan and all this stuff. So I think, you know, when things are not going good, I think you gotta start from your, you know, from your mind and your possibility, you know, in you.
And, you know, a lot of people watch you guys and they think that you guys just put on a uniform and you're just ready-made ball players. They don't understand the dues you have to pay along the way.
Oh yeah. No, it's not, you know, it's not like that. I've been playing baseball since I was 3 years old, and you know, since I turned professional, you know, professional baseball player, it did got a little harder in the minors, you know, because I didn't really speak the language, and like we didn't have a car to move around and other situations. But I think, like, once you make that adjustment and you keep moving forward, going through all that, and you know, that experience, I think it helped you in life and obviously in the sport that you're playing.
And what about the hotels? I heard some stories about minor league stories about hotels in the hood.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously they won't be the best ones, you know, at that moment. But you know, it's like I said, like I was so grateful to be, you know, to make it to play professional baseball player, and I was just grateful for everything and going through every experience that, you know, that the life had for me and obviously the team that I was going through.
You know, every professional sport, the crown jewel is to win a championship. You had an opportunity at a young age to win a World Series championship. What did that mean to you?
A lot, you know. At the beginning, I didn't really understand it. It was really fun and it was really special. But like now that I got the experience of my career and going through different situations in my career and during the league, you know, I think it's more than special. It's like a gift that, you know, that no one can take from you, and like, you want to play to win, because after you win, you know, it's a feeling that you can even express. You know, I think, like, if I were to win with this age, it would be a whole different thing for me. You know, I win, but I think I was whatever, 20, 23, whatever. But like, I didn't really understand the way and the everything that the experience teaches you, you know, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of guys here that are young are not, they don't really understand a lot of things of the game that I understand now.
Yeah.
You know, and they just gotta go through it. So in the future they will have that answer.
So what about that World Series ring? Do you walk around the locker room and anybody know you got a ring?
Oh yeah, that thing is so big and so heavy that it might fit me in two fingers. But you know, I got in a special little box in my house.
Yeah. Look at it.
Oh yeah, all the time.
I know you were a different team, but it had to be the thirst, the hunger, the Chicago Cubs fans to see all those fans lined up. I mean, I've never seen that many people in my life in this city. I'm born and raised in this city. They come out to celebrate you guys winning the World Series. That had to be special.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think, you know, for the last couple of days, you know, many of my friends telling me that they see my jersey around, people wearing it. And it's fun, obviously, it's special. And then, you know, it's kind of weird at the same time because we're not playing the Cubs when we're playing, you know, the White Sox. But at the same time, you know, it's special to be here in the city.
And last question, you know, again, once again, I coach college baseball, scouted for a major league team. I mean, it's a certain bond with your teammates that it's just there forever. Do you ever forget those moments that you had along the way from minor leagues to the
Yeah, day? I mean, no, not really, because that's what really made me get here. You know, that's what teach me. That's what I learned about doing better, you know, in the minor leagues, or the other mistakes that I did that, you know, I accepted and say I was wrong, or I made this mistake, and I just won't, you know, I'll try not to do it again. You know, obviously nobody wants to make errors or anything, but like, every time I do a good play, everybody like it. So when I do a bad play,
they don't forget.
Right, but don't judge me, you know, don't say I wasn't trying or I wasn't playing hard, because, you know, nobody wants to miss, but like, it will happen, so you gotta prepare to miss and to make that adjustment. So everything that I went, you know, through in the minor leagues and when I was young here in the big leagues really helped me, and you know, I grew up with a lot of veterans too in my career that, you know, helped me in the right track too.
I said last question, since you brought that up, who are some of your guys that you idolized coming up in the big leagues?
Shoot, you can name a lot. You can name from Rizzo to Jay Hay, David Ross, Pedro Strop, Eddie Ramirez, even David Ortiz. I talked to him about hitting, and like, everybody that I grew up, you know, following, you know, every time I talked to them, I took something from their advice, and you know, I use it for my advantage, you know, and that really helped me, and you know, I think the biggest thing, it was all mental, you know. Manny Ramirez teach me everything was mental, and you know, everything your mind thinks and goes through your mind, you know, it's what moves your body. So that was really special for me.
Well, you named some heavyweights too there. Coach, take you behind the scenes with the man, Javi Baez.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.